92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite, 7:45 Chamber Chat every Friday in the WGHN studio. We have April Tripp from the Chamber. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Gosh, you guys are busy this week. You had the Athena Awards.
Yes. Yep. We had the Athena Awards last week, Wednesday, mm-hmm. and it went absolutely amazing.
Good.
Getting to just celebrate such amazing women has just been such an incredible thing to be able to do. So we actually had two winners for our main category. We had Henrietta Hadley from Infinite Solutions Consulting Group. She was just so wonderful to hear speak. She
really?
Was just absolutely amazing and so grateful. And she's just come up from such a low bottom to where she ended yeah. up. So it's just amazing to see that. It's very invigorating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Empowering,
yes.
isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I believe
yes.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for our Young Professional Awards, it's Samantha Scott with Preferred Employment and Living Supports.
Okay.
And so she was just, yeah, so grateful as well, just because to see people that young and what they have accomplished makes me feel like I need to get my act together a little bit more. You know?
Well, I'll tell you, the women in West Michigan are a force to be reckoned with.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
You could run the country. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. But
exactly.
just to see all the different things that women do, it really is something. And yeah. Athena celebrates that.
Yes. Well, and just to be able to see what people can accomplish when they work hard
yeah.
and they don't make excuses. They just can, they come from anything
mm-hmm.
and they have something in mind and they're going to go for it and they will find a way to be able to do that.
I love it.
And I love it. And it just makes me so grateful for my daughter and my grandkids one day. And, you know, it's
yeah,
gonna
you're
going to
be have grandkids.
Yes,
I know you're going to be a grandmother, April.
Yes.
It is the best thing in the world.
I can't wait.
Every time I go shopping, I'm like, oh, that would look cute. And that would look cute on her and all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You had a luncheon this week. What was that
yes.
all about?
Yes. Yeah, so the business recognition luncheon. And we do that with the five municipalities and each of them, Grand Haven City Township, Spring Lake Township, Village of Spring Lake, and City
oh, okay.
of Marysburg. They each pick a business that is doing amazing things in their community and to be able to recognize them. So we had that. And so we had El Mesquite Mexican Bar and Grill, which made me really want to go there this weekend.
I bet.
CC's Market, Off the Chain Brew Distillery in Blue Spokes. And if you have never been there, they're smoked old fashioned, one of the best things you could ever have.
You so. Like an old fashioned,
oh,
don't
gosh,
you?
Yes,
that's
I do.
So Mad Men. I love it.
And I loved Mad Men too. So there
you
we go.
Go. There
yes.
you go.
And we had Yoast and Cinta.
Yeah.
And then we also were happy to be able to congratulate the businesses that have been around for a long time.
Nice.
And so Automatic Spring Products Corp. and Beacons Appliance both hit 75 years, 50 years.
Wow.
Harbor Transit, 50 years. The Downtown DDA, 50 years. And Fracano, 75 years. And that's what Fracano's, that was interesting to learn about them. And they had to give away pizza when they first opened to get people to realize, no, try this food.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there's nothing like it. And
oh,
I know
yeah.
people from the other side of the state that will come to visit. And the beach is always included. And Fracano's, it's like a thing. They got to have that Fracano's.
Oh, yeah. Well, and even just get it with the anchovies is actually really good that
is
way.
Is it good yes. that way?
Yes. Yeah, super salty. I like it.
You
I
like
don't
the
know.
Salt in the
yes.
Fracano's. That's
yes.
75 years in the Tri-Cities.
Yes.
Wow.
So they are incredible.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. There's just so much going on with the Chamber, and that's really good to see. Before you know it, though, the snow's going to be flying, my dear.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't remind me.
And then
yes.
we'll have the Jingle Bell Parade.
Yes. It's coming up on Saturday, December 6th already.
Okay.
So, yeah, less than 2 months to go.
Wow.
yes.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. And that's an evening parade and
yep.
for people who may not know. And all the entries are all lit up.
Yes.
And Santa's there.
Yes. Yeah. I said it's one of the most fun jobs that I could possibly ever have, that I got to call Santa and make sure that he was available for the Jingle Bell Parade. Like, who else gets to do that?
Is he available this year?
yes.
He
yep.
is available
Santa
this year.
Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there.
And the missus is coming too.
Yes.
I love
is.
This.
Yes.
So what can you tell me about the parade? Are you still like accepting entries and stuff?
Yep, we're accepting entries, but we are over halfway full. So if you want to participate, you're going to want to get on our website, grandhavenchamber.org.
Okay.
Or give me a call to get signed up, because I cannot guarantee that registration will be open for much longer.
Wow.
So it's so much fun. Yeah, you get to see all these super happy kids, and they're just having a blast outside drinking hot cocoa. And then after the parade, everyone can go over to Central Park, be with Santa for the tree lighting ceremony. Salvation Army will be there again giving out hot chocolate. Oh. And then we will have Prevailing Winds playing Christmas carols. And then we'll do the tree lighting ceremony. So
I love it.
Oh, and you can also get candy while you're there. So we can't hand out candy during the parade for the safety of kids.
Yeah.
But you can go to the park afterwards and load up on the candy.
I'm so excited. I got to talk to my daughter and bring my grandkids.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We'll bundle up and put them in the, not the stroller, but the wagon that we roll around and do that. Because it's just such, it is a special parade. And there's not a lot of cities that do something like that in the evening with the lights and all of that. And it's become tradition for so many people.
Well, it's such a small town feel. Like it just brings everyone together.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm just so happy. Well, you've got Santa's phone number. I'm going to have to get that from her. So other than that, things going good in the chamber and everything's going good for you guys?
Very good. We got to celebrate, support the chamber day on Wednesday this week.
Yes.
So that was just absolutely fun.
That was cool. I did a little Googling on what the Chamber Day was all about. I had no idea. And there are misconceptions about the Chamber. And I thought it was great you guys put out a post to kind of say, hey, this is what we do. This is how we do it. This is why we do it. And that was really cool.
Yes. And it's just, it's absolutely amazing to be a part of and be able to support businesses and help the economic growth in the area.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, it's the best place to be. So
one of these days you're going to be nominated for an Athena Award.
Oh, gosh.
I just had to say that April Tripp, she's with the Grand Haven Ferriesburg Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce. And tell the audience what it is you do.
I am the Director of Programs and Events. So if you go to one of our programs, art festival, anything like that, I'm the one behind the scenes making it all happen.
Good to see you.
Yes, you too.
It's been another Chamber Chat.